Dean Furman's trained this morning, so he'll be back in the squad. Nathan's not quite there yet, which is a little bit disappointing. You know, he had a little bit of time off, personal reasons, earlier on in the week, so he's not been able to get the training with the fitness people and that we would like him to do. So his main aim now will be for Coventry. But apart from that, Rob Jones, Jamie McComb, seen specialist this week, so we're waiting on results of that. Apart from that, everybody's all right, I think.
Nathan Tyson, it's a bit irritating then, isn't it, that personal problems stopping in the way as well, so it's kind of just one thing after another, I guess.
Yeah, it is. Look, he's got a slight strain in his calf, and it's something that he's had before, so we just have to make sure that he's absolutely bang on, you know, rather than rushing him back for this weekend and missing the busy period we've got coming up over Christmas and January. At the minute, it's more important that he's ready for the games.
How much of a boost is it to have Dean Furman back training then and back involved?
Yeah, it was frustrating for Dean and myself. You know, he went away on international duty, came back, came on as sub against Oldham and was excellent. You know, gave his real energy and drive from the middle of the park, and then picked up a little groin niggle that he wasn't quite right for the Notts County game, which he would have started in the game last week. But he's back flying and training today, so that's a plus for him and for us.
The international side of things is something you've just got to put up with, hasn't it? Because you've got the African Cup of Nations on the way as well for him.
Yeah, we have. You know, I think Dean's due to go out there after the Bristol City game. You know, they wanted him to go a little bit earlier. But we made a point that we wanted to keep him as long as we could. So at least for the next sort of 3-4 games, he'll be here with us anyway.
And does he want to be here and help out as well, I guess?
He does, and it's a hard one for him. You know, he's desperate to be here, be involved and play. This is his club. This is where he loves being. But he's also captain of his country as well. You know, and it's circumstances that we can't change. We've just got to get on with it.
How's this week been then, following the Gillingham defeat? How have the lads been?
Yeah, they've been good. You know, we've worked hard, hence why we're a little bit late coming in here today. It was important that we got them in on Monday and got the disappointment on Saturday out of it and showed them a lot of positives, because there were. You know, we've had more shots on goal, more possession, more crosses, more attempts on target than we have in any game this season. And we've came away with nothing, which was the big, big disappointment, because especially first half was as well as we've played at home in a long time.
Did you feel that it just wasn't dropping for you then last weekend?
Yeah, well, it's not been at home. Look, there's no going to make any excuses for the home form, because rightly so that it's not been good enough. But we've broke things down and we've looked at our last three, especially our last three home games in depth. And you know, we go back to the Sheffield United game where they started better than us. Second half, they've had one shot on target from 25 yards out that's flew in the top corner. The Notts County game, second half, they've had one shot on target which was flew into the bottom corner from 20 yards out. And on Saturday, the whole game, Gillingham had two shots on target. And one of them was another one for 20 yards out. So there's not a lot wrong in their performances. The results aren't great, we know that. And we've started to put a bit of pressure on ourselves to start getting results. You know, but we've got to stay positive. We've got to look at, although we're talking about balls flying in from 20, 25 yards out, can we still be better at stopping it at source? Can we get more bodies in the way and block shots? Because in general, not just on Saturday, but over the last sort of 6-7 weeks, our performances and our play have been a lot better than what they were at the start of the season.
You mentioned pressure there. Do you start to feel that increase of pressure then now?
I put pressure on myself to perform all the time. There's nobody more desperate than myself and the players to turn the home form around. And to take it away from into the home games. We felt bitterly disappointed on Saturday because we felt it was a game that we could have, should have and probably would have won. But we've just got to get on with it. There's no point dwelling on it. You know, we can't look back, we can't change it. All we do is work hard and get on with it.
Can you understand the fans' frustrations as well? Because there was obviously frustration after the full-time whistle last week.
Absolutely, I get that 100%. They want to see their team winning. You know, there's no... Our away fans have been absolutely fantastic, but that's because they see us going out there scoring goals and winning games, and that's what the home fans want to see. One thing I will say is that myself, the players, the staff, everybody involved in the club is desperate to change that around.
Do you feel that you are underachieving at the minute here this season?
At home, yeah, I would do. Because we one home win all season isn't great reading. You know, we're hopefully working hard to turn the corner around to do it. We felt in the games we've had at home recently that we should have done it. So we're not far away, but at the same time, I'm not going to try and kid MDLs by saying that we're nearly there or this, that and the other thing. It's not good enough and we have to change it.
What about overall, though, in terms of where you're sitting in the table right now and the way that this campaign started? How would you, I guess, review that?
If we look at the table and if we win our game in hand, we go 4 points off the playoffs. If we win on Saturday, we can go into the new year pushing top half, if not in the top half, if results go our way. And I would say that's roughly about where maybe we should be, yeah.
Do you think that, I guess the aim is still top six, isn't it? The aim is still promotion.
It's you guys have been saying the aim's top six since the start of pre-season. That has never been an aim for us. It would be fantastic if we could make it. All along we've been talking about getting a bit of consistency into selection, getting a bit of stability into the club and the squad. If we can be there or thereabouts towards the end of the season, fantastic. If we can keep players fit, if we can stay clear of suspensions, then we won't be far away. But the ultimate aim at the minute is to go into January, top half of the table, then looking to take it from there.
That would be the aim of the fans, though, wouldn't it? Promotion. That's what they would want this season. Surely all fans want success at their clubs.
Of course they do. Everybody. I want promotion as well. I'm not saying I don't, but we've got to be realistic within it as well. Without harking back, we missed a large chunk of pre-season with the squad that we had, and we had a small time to prepare, so we knew it was going to be tough. We also knew that it's a lot stronger league than it was 2 years ago when the club went up. There's a lot of bigger clubs with bigger resources and bigger squads than was there, so we knew it was going to be difficult, but that doesn't stop us being positive and stop us trying to push to try and get there and strive to try and get there.
Are you going to be able to, in January, add to the side, do you think, to be able to give you that realistic opportunity to, like you say, climb up the table?
I would hope so. We're in negotiations with and talks with Sheffield United and Andy Butler at the minute. We're speaking to Rhys Mubara and Luke McCulloch about extending their contracts as well. That's something that's ongoing at the minute. And then come January, we can sit down and reassess what the injuries are like, where the squad is, and take it from there.
In terms of the Sheffield United talks, are they positive? Is that looking hopeful?
It's initial talks. We had a chat with Nigel late on last week. And I know Gavin's been speaking to Sheffield United as well, so just to try and see if there is something we can do in January.
Important you get something tied up with Luke McCulloch as well, because with players such as himself, there'll be other clubs, won't there, that'll be monitoring that situation.
And there is. There is. Luke's... he's a 20-year-old kid who's already played a lot of games. He's a full international already. He's done well for us, and potentially he's somebody that could kick right on. So that's something that we're hopeful we can sort out fairly soon.
Is that right at the top of your priority right now, then, would you say?
All three are. Rhys is up in a couple of weeks' time as well. I think Rhys will benefit of having a bit of security and knowing that he's going to be at a club and be here for a certain amount of time. Because even when he was at Man City, he was in and out of places on loan, various clubs, and not really been able to settle. And he's desperate to settle down here. And I think we'll see the best of him when that happens as well.
Kyle Bennett as well. Am I right in thinking that he's up in the summer as well? Are you looking to do something there?
Yeah, we will. We're going to sit down with them all in January. We've got a list, without getting too far ahead of ourselves, about what we want to do. Going into not just January, but going into next season as well. Because we want to try and make sure that we plan early this year.
Yeah, that's something that I guess you've learned from, isn't it, in the past?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Matters on the field then. Swindon this weekend, back on the road for you, which I guess is a positive.
Yeah, look, our away form's been fantastic, especially of late. And I think we're up there. Somebody said the other day that we're one of the best records in the league, if not in the country, with our away form. So we want to go to Swindon. We know it'll be a tough game. They're playing really well at the minute. It's a team I've got a lot of respect for, the way they play and how they play. But as I said, our away form is really good at the minute, and we'll go down there with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, their style of football in particular, I've seen them a couple of times this season. They play some lovely stuff at times.
Yeah, they do. But we feel that we've got good footballing players in the team as well, good technical players that should make it a really good game to watch.
What's key, do you think, then, to getting the points this weekend?
I think clean sheet. They're a team that score a lot of goals, especially at home. We are creating chances at the minute, so clean sheet's going to be imperative. As much as we can talk about systems and various ways that we have been playing and chances that we have been creating, if you keep a clean sheet, it always gives you a chance of with the players, with Coppinger, Bennett, Ari Forrester, Dean Furman now being back, Theo, Curtis. We've got a lot of good attacking players, Richie Wellens, that can create things. The aim is to continue our attacking play, keep creating chances, because sooner or later the amount of chances we're creating, we've got to start scoring a few goals within it. But a clean sheet's imperative, because that's what picks you up points.
A needed bit of Christmas fortune as well, I guess.
That'll be nice. That'll be nice as well. But, you know, sometimes you make your own luck. If we keep banging away at the door and keep believing and keep going, you know, and what I mean by that is not let your heads go down when you miss three or four chances or concede a goal. You know, keep your mentality strong, then going into the Christmas period, we'll have a good chance.